Hello, Bo Site, Big Pizza Man here, live from South Africa. What a day. We started early this morning checking the bait, and we came across a big male track. He has a very distinctive track. His front right foot in the back pad has a line or a crack running through his back pad. We call him Crack Foot. He's a big male, 2 1/4 inch wide. We were hoping to get him on bait. He took one of our drags. It looked like he was headed to bait. And then we cut the track of a pack of wild dogs. So Hine thinks that perhaps the dogs either scared him off or he was following him, but interfered somehow with him taking the bait. So we didn't have him hit on the first bait. We carried on to the next bait, which is the bait that they completely ate the first day. And he missed it by about 50 yards. Again, the dogs may have caused some interference, and there's some honey badgers just really eating our bait up there. We thought for sure with that activity of the dogs and hyenas, and we've seen tracks everywhere, the other baits would have activity on them and nothing except honey badgers and small cats. We got to the last bait, and the female is still there. But when we pulled up there, there was also some bush pigs. So Hine and I took out after the bush pig, and we had them at about 40 yards in a pile, no clear shot. We didn't know how we were going to get to him. His dog, tracking dog, Jesse, bit one of the trackers, came loose, came up after the fine Hine, and the bush pigs took out after Jesse. So we were not sure which one to shoot, and, you know, they're coming out, and Hine's calling out yardage, and shoot that one, 35, no, don't shoot that one. And then the big male came out, he goes, shoot that one, and I had 35 stuck in my head, and I was probably 20, 25, I shot right over his back, but... you know, maybe we'll get another chance. This afternoon, we sat in a blind on a water hole, and I shot a couple of baboons, and had an impala coming in, and the impala came in like a rocket, almost through the blind, ran past us, couldn't figure out what it was. So a pack of wild dogs came in, which is probably the rarest predator in Africa. And we had 8 of them around us. We got some video. They came and went so fast, I didn't get a still pick. We do have some video of it. Very, very interesting. I don't know how many people have seen it, but they're huge ears. They're bigger than I thought. It's pretty exciting. Quite a day. But they did totally mess up the hunt on that end. But at least they were far away from the leopard bait. And we feel sure we're going to have a male on tomorrow. And our female, she's still there, and hopefully she'll bring a male in. So things are looking good. Weather's good. The fire's been put out. It's warming up. The wind is dying down. I'm sure the next couple of days I'll have some really good news for you guys. But I'm having a great time trying, and I'll talk to you guys later.